proclamation number 8915 dated the January 22, 1965. The vineyard laborer's duty is to take action against error. Your task is to stand up for the truth you receive from me. If I inform you of things which are erroneously presented otherwise, you are duty-bound to support the imparted spiritual knowledge and not quietly tolerate it if you are being opposed by misconceptions. I emanate the light of truth to earth precisely because I want to invalidate falsehood and error, since they are a danger to people if they continue to be ignored and thus exist side by side with the truth. Try to understand that it is not irrelevant whether the truth is bestowed upon you or not. Try to understand that you cannot find the path to me with an error and that you will have to discard it, if not on earth then in a kingdom of the beyond. And as long as you do not know the complete truth, there cannot be any bliss for you. Therefore I also require fighters who always highlight the truth, who do not shy away from informing their fellow human beings of their knowledge, so that everyone can choose between error and truth. You don't know how much error exists in the world, but I know and therefore cannot tacitly tolerate it. But since I do not compel any person into accepting the truth, I can only educate fighters for myself who will speak on my behalf and also fight against error where it becomes distinctly evident. For as a rule it hides behind a mask which conceals my adversary. The greatest evil consists of the fact that he works in the same way in order to extinguish me and my light. This is why it cannot be fought rigorously enough, and anyone who knows himself to own the pure truth should always uphold it, because he receives a most important gift of grace which makes his battle considerably easier, for he can substantiate everything and need not be afraid that my adversary will be superior to him, for faced by the light he will always give up the struggle. And I give you light in abundance so that you can easily recognize the origin of the spiritual knowledge which opposes the light from above. And thus you must not tacitly tolerate it, for that which opposes the truth is a lie, and I declare war on untruth. People don't know in what mass of misguided spiritual information they live. And anyone who cannot free himself from it on the basis of the pure truth conveyed to him will be burdened by it on entering the kingdom of the beyond, unless his degree of love will assure him instant realization, yet in that case he will already be able to recognize the error in his earthly life and dismiss everything that does not correspond to the truth. For love enlightens him and he will instinctively refuse to accept wrong spiritual knowledge. The closer it gets to the end, the more supposed word recipients single quote will show up, and they will all want to spread their wrong messages, and then it is important to differentiate between the spirits, for they will include truly satanic messengers who work on instruction of the one who wants to corrupt the world and tries to completely prevent people's path of return to me. But you, who want to serve me, will recognize them and know what to make of these messages. You should never accept these messages for the sake of tolerance, for anyone who does not fight against falsehood allows himself to be ensnared by it. It will confuse his thinking and he will no longer be able to recognize the pure truth. And it is my adversary's intention to also create spiritual confusion in those who want to separate themselves from him in order to get control over them again. For no means is too evil and no cunning too despicable if he is to reach his goal. Amen.